This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It is Total Information AM. John Hancock with you for the next hour, and then Chris and Amy's show. I'll be filling in for Chris Ranji today with Amy Markscores. And joining me now for Total Information AM is my buddy and broadcast partner, Michael Kelly from sunny Florida. How are things this morning, sir?
It's absolutely gorgeous here. It was chilly yesterday, but it's lovely now.
What constitutes chilly in southern Florida?
It was 50 degrees yesterday on the golf course, so it was extremely cold. But, hey, it's wintertime. It's supposed to be cold.
50 is not cold, pal. How'd you shoot?
I was a 93 yesterday, John. That was not good. But I wound up meeting up with, I think you remember, Jack Coder, the former St. Louis alderman.
Yeah.
From the city of St. Louis. He and I played golf together yesterday in Tampa and got to see him.
He's living down there now full time, right?
Yeah, he moved down there and he misses St. Louis. Lots of things he misses about St. Louis. The weather is not one of them. But he's got two young boys now, and he and his wife, Susan, seem to be rather happy there in Tampa, and who can blame him?
Well, it's a hard place to be sad, I'll tell you that. And Michael Kelly, I pulled up month by month the top news stories of 2025 as posited by CBS News. So January, just curious to get your reaction to these. Donald Trump inaugurated as the 47th president of the United States. That was the biggest news in January. What do you think?
Shocking. I thought we had been through the Trump vortex once. We signed up for it again. Were you surprised that Donald Trump beat Kamala Harris?
Not by the time the election got there. I thought, you know, early on in the cycle, of course, the whole Biden thing, I think, really messed everything up for the Democrats. And he got out so late. She gets in. They paved the way for her. And at the end of the day, Kamala Harris just wasn't a very good candidate. And I think we knew that from her challenge to Joe Biden in the primaries in 2020. And she proved it to us all over again. So that was January. February, going for their third consecutive, would have been historic, third consecutive Super Bowl win. The Kansas City Chiefs fell by a whopping score of 40-22 to the Philadelphia Eagles. Thoughts?
Kind of the precursor to the season we've lived through now, and probably the last legitimate chance the Chiefs are going to have for a while to win a Super Bowl, because I don't think things get better for them as time goes on. Do you?
No, I don't. They're going to have to fix the offensive line. Now, they will have a fairly good high draft selection this year, something they haven't had in a very long time. But I don't know what's available in this draft class. I don't think it's a particularly rich one, but we'll see. In March, this surprised me that this happened in March. In March, those Venezuelans mostly that were here illegally were, well, corralled up and sent and flown to that prison camp in El Salvador, including Abrego Garcia, whose case is still pending. Remember that?
Yeah, and unfortunately, it wasn't what was promised. It was going to be the worst criminals that they were going to send home. They wound up sending back some Americans. That's part of the problem that exists even now, a year into the Trump administration, as it relates to this deportation stuff.
And two things in April and May related, and two things that I think you find fascinating. In April, Pope Francis died. And in May, Robert Prevost from Chicago, Illinois, was elected as Pope Leo XIV. That was something.
Yeah. And as a Catholic, it was spectacular that an American would be selected Pope. And that was spectacular. And interestingly enough, you mentioned Pope Francis, and Pope Francis really brought in the liberal left of center bent to the Catholic Church that continues with Pope Leo, both positive leaders for the church, and spectacular that an American is Pope.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because the last two popes have been, politically anyway, further to the left. And do you think that will, over the course of time, impact Catholic voting patterns, which have been in recent years trending Republican?
Yeah, I don't know, John. The Catholic teachings are the Catholic teachings, and there seems to be a lot more focus on taking care of the poor and the downtrodden than a lot of the stuff that had been the focus for the past couple of years. I don't know. It'll be hard to guess because I think the whole world's coming back to the Democrats in this upcoming election cycle. So who knows?
In June, a couple of assassinations topped the charts this year. You had the Minnesota lawmaker, a female lawmaker who was assassinated in her home, and a state senator who was shot in his home. And then, of course, in September was the Charlie Kirk assassination. This month, we had the Bondi Beach massacre in Australia. A lot of bloodshed making news in 2025.
Yeah, and politics, right? And I don't know. It was something that not my generation lived through with Martin Luther King and, of course, the assassination of the Kennedys. And now politics has its own assassinations in this time that we live. I don't like it, but I don't know that it gets better. Do you?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's hard to see it getting better. Political polarization in this country is a real thing, and I believe that is getting worse and more pronounced over time. We had in August the National Guard sent to Washington, D.C. for the first time deployed on U.S. soil for essentially crime control. It did result in lessening the crime, but it did set a precedent that continues to be adjudicated through U.S. courts.
Well, and that's kind of going to be the hallmark of the Trump administration. There's a lot of rules and norms that have been broken that are getting rectified in the courts, but they're definitely setting up a new standard for future presidents to behave. And I wonder how the non-Trump supporters will feel when an AOC implements similar tactics.
She'll never be president, but we go to November. Handful of states hold their elections in odd-numbered years, one of them Virginia, where the governor's mansion flipped from Republican to Democrat. In fact, Democrats averaged 13 points improvements over how they had performed in those states and districts in the 2024 election. Is that a sign of things to come?
Oh, you better get used to it, brother. This is going to be a year of the Democrat. History has taught us in the past that the party that's out of power, and by the way, the Democrats would be the super minority right now, they're going to have a great 2026. There's going to be upsets in places that we hadn't even thought of, John. Heck, there could even be a congressional seat in Missouri that flips to the D's. I think this is about to be a good year for the Democrats. And if you think about it, in January and February, we were sitting lamenting that the Democratic Party was dead and may never recover. And here I am predicting a triumphant 2026. I'm sure you see it the same way.
I think they're going to have a good year in Congress. I think they'll take the House. A little later in the hour, I'm going to break down some of these U.S. Senate races. I think it's the path is much more difficult for Democrats to get to a majority there. That's Michael Kelly. Hey, buddy, thanks for joining me.
I miss you.
Miss you, too. See you next week. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.